May Jesus Christ be praised, and may His Holy Mother pray for us. They had a choice to make. The people of the tribes of Israel had a choice to make. After years of wandering through the desert, and after victories over all of their enemies, the people had to make a choice. They could serve the Lord, who led them out of Egypt and into the Promised Land, or they could serve some other gods. They had a choice to make, and in a solemn celebration, the people of Israel declared with their leader Joshua that they would serve the Lord. The 12 disciples had a choice to make. After the feeding of the 5,000 men on the side of the mountain, and after the Lord Jesus had announced that He is the bread of life, and even after the Lord Jesus had told them that they must eat His flesh and drink His blood to have eternal life, the 12 disciples of Jesus had to make a choice. Most of the large crowd walked away from Jesus. Most of the men who had eaten the bread on the side of the mountain and heard the preaching of Jesus about the bread of life walked away from Him. The 12 disciples had to make a choice. In a simple conversation, the 12 disciples, with Peter as their leader, declared that they would remain with Jesus. St. Paul encouraged husbands to make a choice. He encouraged husbands to love their wives with the same life-giving, love-giving, holy and sacrificial love with which Christ loves the church. St. Paul reminded husbands of the choice that Christ the bridegroom made for His beloved bride, the church. Husbands, St. Paul said, have a choice to make. And we have a choice to make. We have a choice to make to remain with Jesus or to walk away from Him. In solemn celebrations like baptism and First Holy Communion and confirmation, and even with each and every amen that we pronounce at Mass, we make our choice to remain with Jesus. Like the tribes of Israel with Joshua, we make our choice in solemn celebrations to remain with Jesus. But we also make our choice to remain with Jesus in simple conversations and in simple situations every day. We make our choice in simple situations every day to remain with Jesus. When we choose what we will watch on television, see in movies, or listen to on the radio, we are making a choice about remaining with Jesus. When we use the great gift of speech to build up a life or tear down a reputation, we are making a choice about remaining with Jesus. And when we use our precious time in service or even in silence with those who suffer, we are making a choice about remaining with Jesus. And we have a choice to make every day. The Lord God, for His part, has made His choice. He has chosen us from all eternity. We were created in love, and from the foundation of the world, we have been chosen to share in the likeness of the Son of God. We have been claimed and chosen in the waters of baptism. We are strengthened and chosen in the celebration of the Eucharist. God has chosen us. Let us remain with Him. Amen.